home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
One final tune-up before the 110th Indianapolis 500-mile race. From the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, this is Mark James. Carb Day is the final practice session scheduled from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It provides the huge crowd an opportunity to see the cars under race conditions. On race day, Alex Palou, the defending race winner, will lead the field to the green flag. His four-lap average, 232.248 miles an hour. He's joined on the front row by Alexander Rossi and David Malukas. In addition to Carb Day festivities, the second Oscar Mayer Weenie 500 is set for 2 p.m. Eastern, and we will have coverage here on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. Please be sure to join us on most of these stations on Sunday, May 24th at 11 a.m. for flag-to-flag coverage of the 110th Indianapolis 500. From the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, this is Mark James.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, that's all brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We are joined by the lovely duo from the city of Frankfort, Kimberly Black, for the Community Development Director, and Ellen is with the Parks Department. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Good.
Good morning.
Okay, you guys are all going to have to get closer to the mic.
I
know. You all know.
We're going to get cozy. It's cold anyway.
No, it is kind of cold out today.
I
got
to give a shout out to the Bob's Burger mug. I mean, I love it.
I was looking at that, too.
I love it.
If that comes up missing, don't look at our offices, okay? No, that's really cute.
It's definitely an eclectic mug.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, so this is a big weekend. I mean, the weather may not help us out any, but it's still the kickoff. It's what I consider like the beginning of summer.
Yes, absolutely.
Ellen, are you tired yet?
I'm getting there. And we're only just starting.
Just starting. Well, it's because she was just telling us a few minutes ago, you have how many events coming up here in the next?
Ten
events.
In a month span.
Wow. Okay. Well, what do you want to start with? Let's start with this weekend, happening.
Yeah, this weekend. So, Sapphire Bay. Yes, Sapphire Bay is opening.
Yay!
And the splash pad at Prairie Creek Park.
So if people want to brave the cold.
Events, I know.
This morning, it was like fall. I think you're absolutely right.
50. It was 50 this morning.
It's chilly this morning.
But it looks like it's at least going to get warmer.
It is.
I don't know about the rain, but...
If you're getting wet anyway, does it matter?
Yeah, that's true. But yes, so Sapphire Bay is opening tomorrow at 11 a.m. Healthy Communities is going to be out there. We're going to have a table giving away free sunscreen and other goodies. Splash Pad opens at 10 a.m. And
I bet there's no line.
I'm not going to be there.
What?
No.
It will warm up. It'll all be fine. It's just going to be a little chilly. But you know what I've noticed, though? Kids don't care.
No. Exactly.
Kids do not care. They just want to get down there, and their little bodies just get used to the water, and then they're in, and they don't even care.
Even their lips are blue.
It's going to be 74 tomorrow. Sunday, we're looking at 78.
Yeah.
So, that'll be fine.
It's going to come in the afternoon, because when they first turn that thing on, woo.
Yeah.
Nope, Kim Black won't be there.
So. Memorial Day, they're saying 81, we're seeing sunshine. So
that's good.
That'll help.
Yep.
She's like, I don't know what else to say. Sapphire Bay opens tomorrow. Everything opens tomorrow. Yes. What else can we look forward to in the park?
So we have our summer concert series starting a week from today, May 29th. We have Doorway and Back to Mac. So we're going to have a little throwback night.
Tell us a little bit about Doorway. Do we know what kind? Obviously, Back to Mac is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. What do we know about Doorway?
So they are the Doors.
Oh, okay, good.
A tribute to the Summer of Love is kind of what they are known for. So I think it's going to be a really fun night. We're going to have food trucks and... Hopefully the weather will cooperate.
You know what I'm loving about this? We have a few Friday night concerts this year.
Yeah.
And that's a little... Haven't they all been on Saturday in the past, or did we have a couple on Friday before?
I think a few have been on Friday.
I like the Friday night concerts.
Depends on the schedules. So, yeah, it worked out this year. That's just the way it worked out best. So,
you know what I like about it? Because I can get off work, I can change my clothes, and then I don't have to cook. I don't have to prepare anything. I can just go enjoy music, and there's food already there. You can get your drinks if you want to get your drink on. I mean, it's all right there.
And if you've got kids involved in Little League and everything, you know your Saturday sucks. So it's kind of not.
You're supposed to enjoy those times, Mel.
Tell us how you really feel.
It's just extremely busy, and so therefore having a Friday night,
Well, and I think it's also kind of changed since some of the schools graduate on Memorial Day weekend, and then Frankfort graduates on the 30th next week, it has pulled like 2 weekends away. So we're trying to kind of figure out a way to still have a concert in May and not be on, you know, graduation Saturday.
Yeah, because not everybody has somebody graduating and they still want things to do. So this is a way to try and please everybody.
Yeah. So it's a little different. And May's weather has just been the last couple of years been really rainy, which is great for the farmers, not so great for our concerts. So. Hoping that these Fridays kind of take off. We'll see.
Well, I like the Friday thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. So we've got that first one coming up at the end of the month here, the 29th.
Yes.
And then who do we get to look forward to after that?
We have Matt Jordan and Cook and Bell on June 13th. and then Davy and the Midnights and the Indy Annies on June 26th.
The Indy Annies?
Yes.
What kind of group are they?
They're country.
They're all ladies.
Yeah, yes. That's what I was going
to
say.
I love that. How fun.
They're great. We tried to have them a couple years ago, and they were a May concert, and it got rained out. And so here we are.
Yes, oh, I'm glad.
So happy to have them finally. And then August 15th, we have the Time Travelers and the Flying Toasters. And August 29th, Damon Mitchell and Midnight Red Eye. And then September 26th, we're going more in the rock category with Love and Fire and The Pretender, which is a, oh my gosh, now I'm going to blank on it.
That's all right. You can blank. It's a Friday and it's a long weekend. And that's a ways away.
Foo Fighters. They're a Foo Fighters tribute band.
There you go. We'll have you back on before then to talk about those.
Okay.
The concert series, though, always fun. And how much do the concert series cost?
They're free.
Uh-huh. Exactly. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
Downtown, free music.
Absolutely.
What kind of food vendors do we get to look forward to this year?
We're going to have a variety. CNR Catering is going to be out. Then we're going to have Rollin' in the Joe Pizza a few nights. And then a variety of Mexican food. And then like funnel cakes and some of that stuff on various nights. So
that lovely voice is Ellen from the Parks Department. Beside her is Kimberly, the Community Development Director, both for the City of Frankfort. And we're talking about all the events that are coming up. This is kind of the kickoff weekend, even though the weather may be a little bit of a hindrance in the park. But if you're wet anyway, it doesn't matter. So is there anything new at the park that's happening this year? Any new things come in as far as equipment or any new events that we're having this year at the park?
Yeah, we are having, we're calling them block parties in our neighborhood parks. That's going to be every Wednesday evening of June. We're going to go to a different park, and so we'll have DJ playing music, free hot dogs and chips, yard games. We have like cornhole and ladder ball and a variety of different fun little games. Bounce house and a touch of truck type thing. So
I think this is fun.
Yeah.
Have we done this before?
Mm-hmm. No.
I love this idea.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, trying to keep it fairly simple, but something fun that people can just come and go as they please and be with their neighbors and have a good time.
Well, the other thing is I think people think about a park where they're nearest to. Like if you live somewhere in town, you think of going to that park.
Yeah.
This is kind of a neat way to highlight some of the smaller parks around town.
Exactly.
Because they have a lot to offer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and there may be parks that people have never been to before that this is a good opportunity for them to come check it out and see what, because, you know, they all have different things to offer. So, see what's up at each park.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks of TPA Park, of course, because it's the biggest, but and then also Dorner's because of the horseshoe and the basketball courts, you know, all of that. That's where I grew up. We go to TPA Park once in a while and play ball, you know, play softball and baseball and stuff, but then we went to Dorner's to play, to do everything else. So I think that's the two main parks. And then you got Circle Park. That one's just a given because it's in a circle, you know, and everybody, it's just a novelty and all the equipment that's there. It's for a small park. It's got a lot of equipment.
It does. Yeah. And, our bike race got postponed. It got rained out. So, we postponed that to June 6th at Circle Park. So,
okay.
We
will keep folks aware of that as we get closer to it. The other thing I wanted to talk about, Mel brought up, was the basketball courts. And I know that we're working on trying to improve those a little bit. Talk about the process. I know there's opportunities for folks to donate. That's always a nice little thing if we can, you know. And I know we ask a lot from our community. However, if everybody gives a little, then it makes everybody happy in the long run. So talk about the basketball project.
Yeah, we are redoing the basketball courts in TPA Park. We've actually gotten started. They've taken the old fencing out and the light poles that are around because we are going to make them bigger. So they needed to move the light poles. So that has started.
The courts are still there as of now, so for the weekend. But just be aware there's not fencing. Balls might get out in the road a little more if people are playing. But yeah, we are excited that we're going to have new surfacing, new everything.
Will there be more courts or just the same amount of courts, just a little bigger?
Same amount of courts, but bigger.
Okay, yes. That's nice because it was kind of right there. And yeah, that'll be good.
Expanding.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. Yes, and I think they're going to be regulation size as far as
I'm that'll aware. Be nice.
So that was kind of the goal, to bring those up to regulation. That way we can have tournaments and things, you know, at instead of having them on the small little courts there. But
I do love driving through the park and seeing people out there utilizing.
They are definitely popular. I see people out there playing all the time.
Yes. That's great. I agree.
Well, and so I love the fact, I assume once the expansion's over with, you'll put the poles back in, put the lights back up.
Cause, yes.
Because that was always cool, mm-hmm. is being able to go, and play at night.
That's right.
Because, you know, even as kids during the summer, all of us were working someplace doing something during the day, and then we just all converge on the park and play ball at night.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, the configuration will probably be a little different because they couldn't necessarily fit in the same direction with the roads and everything. So that's, but yep, we'll still have those courts there and they'll be better.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine. And I think the biggest thing is the cost of this. I think people think that we can do these projects with minimal amount of money. It's a 75.
They haven't done any work apparently than lately.
It's a $75,000 project. And so you're talking about two basketball courts, which is, you know, when I say that, people are like, are you kidding me? And that's why we're asking for, you know, it's an opportunity for people to get their name out there. It's an opportunity to market what your business is, or if you're someone that's just wanting to, you know, help the community out in whatever capacity that looks like for you. But I think people sometimes think that $10,000 or $5,000 does it, and this project will be $75,000.
Are there sponsorship levels? Talk about donating. How are we doing that?
So all of the sponsors, all of the sponsorship levels have been taken. So the only thing that we have left is that you can put your name on a plaque, and it can be from $2, you know, all the way up. All of the naming rights, I should say, sponsors are taken with the basketball goals, the court naming rights, those type of things have all been taken.
Do we know who has the court naming rights?
Now Cindy.
Darn it. I was hoping for the first little bit of...
We are going to have a ribbon cutting.
Okay.
So Ellen talked about 10 events. She's really probably got 11. but we will have a ribbon cutting for everyone to come out. And I'm excited to see this. Brandon and I kind of set a goal of having it ready by July 4th. We'll see if that works.
Oh, wow. That'd be great for 3-on-3, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yep. So that's my goal.
You really like to pack a lot of stuff in a short amount of time, don't you?
Listen.
I know. If you don't set a deadline, is it going to get done?
It just keeps going. So.
That's right.
Hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. Because
yeah,
that's, especially when you're going to redirect, that's going to be a lot of base to tear up. So, yeah.
Yes. Listen. I'll get my hard hat on.
Yeah.
I threaten that with Prairie Creek Park, so.
This is peak season for it, too, so we want to make sure that we get it ready for people to continue to play as the summer goes on.
So are there still birds in the aviary? Are there any animals left at the park right now?
There are no birds. Okay. They're in the aviary. We still have peacocks out there, and then we have a few goats. And two foxes left.
Okay. 4th of July this year. It's a big year. Kimberly already smiles. 250th celebration.
Yes.
So I would like to think in my mind that, you know, it's going to be even bigger and better somehow. I don't know how you could make it any bigger and better, because every year it seems like when I go out to do the broadcast at the park, there are more people, there are more vendors, there are more things happening. I mean, I just can't think of too many
it's
other
huge.
Areas around that do like we, well, I don't do, but what
it
y'all do there at the park. I mean, it's lovely. So what are we thinking this year for the 250?
Yes. Yeah, so I have been working hard at getting things booked for different entertainments, and we are accepting vendor applications right now. So if anybody wants to be a vendor out there, give the parks office a call, and we'll get you that form. But as of right now, we are having three bands play. We're starting at 3 o'clock for all the vendors and the entertainment this year. So from 3 to 9, we'll have the three bands. We're having laser tag, human hamster balls.
Wait, where are we doing the human hamster balls?
They're going to be on the baseball field.
I want to get Mel out there to human hamster ball.
That way we don't have rogue ones going all over the place. But we're going to have like a water slide, a foam party.
That's a lot right there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you include the vendors.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So
you're going to have EMS on standby with the hamster balls, right?
Yes.
I would definitely have Steven on speed dial for sure.
We're having a dog show. It's a different one than the one that's been out there the last few years, but should be equally fun.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of options, yep.
And talk about fireworks. We're having fireworks this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
You can't have a 4th of July without fireworks.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The JCs are kind of restructuring, so we are going through Ramsey Pyrotechnics. So he's helped the JCs in the past, and he's just going to be helping the city this year with that. And then something else we're adding on this year, Board of Works and the mayor are going to accept the contract on, I keep saying Monday, we're not here on Monday, Tuesday. For the Eyes of Freedom tour. It will be here July 1st through July 6th. And more information will be coming out, but it is the Lima Company. It's a Marine veteran memorial. And I tried to get them here for Memorial Day, and that is a hot item to have. So it was booked a couple years out. But excited to have them here as the kind of kickoff the week for the 250th. So it'll be free. It'll be at Prairie Creek Park. It'll be down in the event center. And they'll be here for the week from 11 a.m. to 7. The community members can come through. So they have bronze statues. They have dog tags. They have large memorial walls. And so it'll be a very neat opportunity for veterans, family, community members to kind of walk through.
That will be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a lot to take in, all the things that are happening coming up here. We are getting short on time, so I want to give you a chance. Kimberly, what else is happening with the city? I know we've talked about the parks a little bit. What do you have on your plate? I know that your office is always a busy place when I'm up there. So
it's Grand Central Station, which is a good and bad thing, which means a lot of things happen, but it is always moving. The Memorial Day service is this Monday. It starts at 10:30. It will be, weather pending, will be at the south side of the courthouse lawn. Parks Department already has the benches out there, so you are more than welcome to bring your own chair. I always like to bring my chair. My chair is comfy and it rocks and all the things. So, but there will be benches and seating for community members if they want to attend. If there needs to be a rain plan, we will let you know as soon as possible. We will have it at Day and Genda Funeral Home. He has opened his building that has a little bit more space. Definitely, you know, comfy chairs, those type of things. And then everyone is welcome to go to the VFW for lunch. And I know that they told me what lunch menu was, but I didn't bring that with me, nor do I remember. So you're going to be a surprise.
Hook. Don't worry.
Yeah. When you go there, just be surprised. but it's an opportunity to you know, to get together with neighbors and family and truly remember what Memorial Day is all about. So it'll be an opportunity. Congressman Jim Beard will be there, or Baird will be there. He's our keynote speaker.
Really?
For this Memorial Day service. So he is very excited to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Jim Baird's coming here.
Yes.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. I got connections.
You do have connections, girl. All right. So that's happening on Monday, 10:30 at the courthouse, barring weather. Otherwise, we're moving mm-hmm. to Day and Genda Funeral Home. Mm-hmm. And then the lunch afterwards will be held there at lunch. What? Where's
VFW?
Lunch?
VFW. Oh, VFW.
Yeah, there we go.
I thought you meant the time. I'm like, no. I don't know whenever the thing's over with.
No, lunch at VFW. Yeah.
We will be going to Prairie Creek to also have the Soldier and Sailor memorial with the flowers, and Heather's Flowers has been gracious to give us rose petals for that, and so we will be doing that as well, weather pending.
I know, we keep talking about how in our minds is the kickoff of summer and everybody's excited about that, but you're right, you know, the real reason that we're celebrating this is to honor those that have served and lost, and you know, their families and so forth. So I'm glad that you continue to remind us of that. Yeah. And what it's really all about. So
and then
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. And then the last thing I have is just a huge shout out to the you know, the city departments. It's amazing to see downtown come alive. The street department put together the 250th flags. If you haven't been around the courthouse to see those, they have put out the American flags. Parks have put out all of the flower baskets. The flower pots are coming. I have ordered and should be here hopefully soon as new pole banners for downtown to talk about shop local and some fun activities that we have coming up. And then the Rotary banners will be coming out as well. So it takes a lot to put all of that together, and a shout out to the street department with all of that. And then if anybody has been in any of our park systems, the parks department has kicked it out of the park.
pun intended.
With all of the things that they've been doing, this is their crazy busy time to get parks, you know, ready, grass mowed, mulching, flowers, you name it, they do it. And so just a shout out to them, because sometimes we take for granted how our park system looks. So
yeah, especially between all the raindrops that you guys have been having to work through here recently as well. So they do look nice. I drove through the other day, so good job to you guys again.
Yeah.
All right.
It takes a team.
Anything else, Ellen? Do you want to add anything before we let you off the hook here?
I guess we didn't talk about the downtown two nights.
Let's talk about those Thursdays. In the movies, too.
So June 11th, we have Jake Tau Band, and we are partnering with the Community Foundation. So they're going to be celebrating their 30th anniversary with us that night. They're going to have different nonprofits out. They're giving away scholarships and grants that night. So it should be a lot of fun. And then August 13th, we have Off the Hook Indie, and September 10th, Mike Milligan and Steam Shovel. So we have some other great bands on Thursdays. Make sure you come out to Prairie Creek Park for those as well.
Okay, and movies?
Yes, movies. We have we have four in Prairie Creek Park. June 5th, How to Train Your Dragon. July 10th, Homeward Bound. Doing a little throwback there. August 21st, Zootopia 2. September 25th is Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. And then we've also added a movie on July 3rd to help celebrate the 250th. We're going to have that in the Neighborhood Center. We're going to be screening Hamilton.
Oh, cool.
That'll start earlier because it's long, and that will be inside so we can.
And you said that's at the Neighborhood Center?
Yes.
You know what I always love is that the family movies, they always pick the movies that are great for kids. Kids are really going to get tied up into them. But the humor
is
made for the parents. So it's always a fun time for everybody to watch those. Yeah.
Do we know what time the Hamilton movie will start at the Neighborhood Center?
7:00.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
We all be out there till midnight.
I do not. Especially with the 4th of July the next day.
Well, it's nice to have some place like that where there's everybody can be kind of in there, and restrooms are right there. So especially for a longer movie. Thank you, ladies, very much. Kimberly Black and Ellen from the Parks Department. Kimberly, of course, the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. We thank you both for coming in today and wish you both a wonderful and extended weekend. Do you have to work this weekend?
No.
There you go. That's the key word, right?
Yes.
All right. We wish you both a wonderful weekend as well. A couple of other things before we put the wraps on it. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, go ahead. We got Memorial Day weekend sale at bigdeals.com. You can go to CCDN or Boone or Carroll County Daily News. Click on the Big Deals tab up at the top and get to the website. But there's a lot of great deals going on for the whole weekend. You can take off from Friday through Monday, an extra 15% off of your Big Deals order. So check that out as well. Indiana Beach, a lot going on this weekend. We talked to Tom earlier this week, and some of the highlights, the Zero Gravity Ride is going to be open at the 100 Club. Memorial Day weekend loaded with the rides, the fireworks, of course, off the, I mean, who doesn't want to go ride the Schaefer Queen and see the fireworks over the lake? I mean, you can watch them from the side, but it's still better. Get your ticket early and get up there and watch it from the boat. But all kinds of things going on
this weekend. They also have the Sky Bar has Nick Green Saturday night, tomorrow night.
Yeah, tonight they actually have karaoke at the Sky Bar with KG Hannah Ray. So, yeah, all that's going on. Ship of Fools live at the Sky Bar on the 24th. So, yeah.
Music there, too. Uh-huh. Also, tomorrow, the Frankfort Market Outdoor Version. That's down at the Veterans Park, 9 o'clock until 1. Shop local for your food, crafts, baked goods, so you can get all that stuff before the holiday weekend as well. Also, Wabash and Erie Canal has a nature walk. That's happening tomorrow at 2:30. Then I think that's really, oh, don't forget the Memorial Day program as well at the Michigan Town Lions Club for those of you that can't make it in Frankfort or depending on where you live. That Memorial Day program starts with the breakfast from 7 o'clock until 9. They'll have biscuits, gravy, pancakes, sausage, OJ, all you can eat with a free will donation. Their program starts at 9. And so those are the big things happening this weekend.
Yeah, go take in the parks and everything that's going on, especially at the TPA Park this weekend. And you can also put your earbuds in and you can listen to the race on Sunday while you're taking in everything that's going on at the parks this weekend. We're going to be going live at 10 right now. That is the schedule to go live at 10 with the pre-race. And then the race starts at 11. We'll keep you up to date because, like I said, IMS has already sent us the possibilities of what may take place if we have rain or rain delays. We'll get it to you one way or another. So hopefully.
All right. We'll wrap it up today with a 4-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach. If you would like a 4-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach, you know what? It's Friday. We'll just take the first caller right now. 659-3338.
You're no fun.
I'm just trying to make it easy on everybody, including us.
Okay. Yeah.
Call now for a 4-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach, 659-3338. Thank you for listening. Have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend, everybody.